All right, Mike, car looked fast. You had a fantastic finish there for the Heat around your one of your rivals, Mr. Andrews, which he said the pass was nice and clean, so you might be happy to hear that. And then I thought, again, a little ways into the Heat, the feature race, that maybe it's going to come down to you and him again. But something went south with you tonight. What exactly happened?
Yeah, the Heat race was great. It's always great passing a rival, you know. He raced me hard in the beginning. He raced me, you know, fairly clean. I gave him some bumps for most of the Heat race, and he kind of panicked like a rookie and started running the bottom line and just put the car to the outside. She stuck good. So we bumped Nerf bars from out of turn four all the way to the checkered flag, but nobody wrecked, so no harm, no foul there.
See, now, he gives you a compliment and says you raced him clean for the pass, and then you call him a rookie.
Yeah, well, call it how I see it. That's the way it is. So
Anyway, the feature. What happened to the feature?
The feature, yeah, the car was good. I was trying to catch up to, I wanted to try using JJ as a pick and get around Harith. You know, I didn't want Harith to get out front because I knew he was quite a bit faster than JJ. It would have been a lot harder of a pass to get by Harith by himself than it would have been using his JJ as a blocker. So, you know, I drove the wheels off her there for four or five laps to catch up to him after they pulled away from us with being behind Kerr and stuff. And I think tires got warm, the car started getting a little slick, and it just kind of fell off a little bit, you know, so I just couldn't get into the throttle as easily as I wanted to, and then I'd catch him, and we were all kind of there. JJ was holding us all up a little bit, and I don't know if I was getting some bumps. I was getting a couple bumps down the straightaway, and, you know, I just couldn't really do anything to the outside with Harith, and it was just kind of a racing ordeal between me and Anthony. I spoke with his dad and Anthony himself, and I thought he got into the back of me at first, but until I actually see a video and see where he was on the track, I can't justify anything like that. So, you know, I got pushed up, the car got slick on me, and they got underneath me, but Cliff got into Acerto going into one a little bit and pushed him up, and I saw my hole there. I watched the GoPro. I saw my hole, and I was low, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't quite in the race groove either, and he was coming down to just block his line and not get shuffled to the back, and I was going for the hole for the position. So I chalked that up as a racing ordeal completely. You know, nothing you're going to do. Somebody's trying to make a pass. Somebody's trying not to get trained to the back. That's our class that we're in, so it's going to happen. Just racing deal there.